At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
In your face.
In your face. In your face.
Where you're 2 weeks, away from really face-to-face. Cincinnati Bearcat. Nebraska Husky. Arrowhead Stadium. I kind of feel like The Rock, you know, when The Rock comes out and that music hits and he always taps his skin, his forearm to let you know the goosebumps. The goosebumps are there, still there after all these years. And Bach, I don't know about you, but I still get goosebumps whenever the light goes on. It's really cool. I hadn't thought about it until just now. That literally, and it's probably why we enjoy doing this, is that each of these is different. And if you don't get excited about it, then why? Why are you doing it? Like, this is a cool thing. I'll tell the story here in a bit. But 402-464-5685, the Starter Heyman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing, you are invited in. Hit us with a what's up. Say what's up, DP, what's up, Bach, and we'll include you in the show and include you in the conversation. Have something to add wonderfully. So you can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, Allo, Channel 961. Jump on in. It's, you know, it struck me that today's the 13th, and that 28th is coming. 2 weeks from today, the Huskers will be on a bus traveling to Kansas City. They'll be on the bus getting ready. They'll get their walkthrough in, and they'll get their pregame meals and otherwise. So, Bach, I'll give you time to get a read together to cover this hour and what we're doing. Couple of things in play. This is a very special day that once a year, you know, the Nebraska Broadcast Association gets together and honors the best in the business in the state. So good luck to folks who were nominated and folks who win. You'll get reports tomorrow. But in the business, you want to celebrate one another. For the best in the state for various things in sports television, sports radio, broadcasts, student work as well, kudos, play-by-play, all sorts of things. So folks who are nominated, have a great day today with it. And then, Bach, if you would, please, let the folks know how this happens this first hour of one-on-one.
Yeah, Hour 1 is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology in communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. Greatly appreciate it. I know in the 12:30 spot or so, Ashley Sabin Larson from Link to Literacy come in. They've got WordStock, which is an opportunity to trade books, swap books. Great book swap. Of books that are in your hands or that you're trying to get them into the hands of the right people. You can drop off books, you can swap books that you and your kids have read or that you want to share with other people for them to read if it's a good story and you want to drop it off. I dropped off some yesterday, had an opportunity that some books that I had on the library shelf. Kid-friendly books as well. Plus some grown-up books, things that just stir the mind a little bit. So she'll talk about that at 12:30. The event is coming up in a couple of weeks, so we want to help them push and provide. And I'm feeling grateful today. It's always, Bach, when did you know this is what you want to do? Like, when did you know you wanted to talk sports?
Well, I've originally got into print journalism. So, you know, I think from a young age, reading Stephen Sipple's articles and such, I thought, man, that'd be a cool job. So, you know, I obviously gravitated towards sports, and then going into college is kind of a cool story. You know, I was all focused on print, and then I saw this sign up in over there at the college, at the broadcasting college, to say, you know, we need some help calling some games. And so I said, sure, I'll do it. I sign up. Somehow I get the Texas game. Texas is ranked at like number two or three at the time. The number one team, you know, the two teams ahead of them lose. Then Nebraska. So Nebraska's playing the default number one Texas team. And I'm there to call it for student radio as Nebraska upset the number one team, or default number one team in the nation, and beating Tech. What's better than beating Texas, obviously.
Right.
And from there, I was hooked. I said, you know what? I want to call. I want to talk about sports. That was a lot of fun. And so kind of switched my majors and got headed into this way.
So what's the transition? What's it going to take to get Bach back calling games here on the Ticket?
Well, I don't know. I could do it again. It would be kind of fun. I'd like to do it. We have to push Nick Sinnerty out of the way, maybe.
Well, no, I mean, Nick can't be everywhere all the time, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he can't, and it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, if it's a thing that you enjoy, you know, and you may not enjoy it anymore. And Bach also knows that I try not to push people to do things that they don't want to do, that they don't enjoy doing. But, I mean, if that's a thing where if you think, feel like, you know what, this was – call back to the gods, man. They just bring back young Bach, young Texas, Nebraska Bach, and bring him back. I think there would be some great value in that.
It was a lot of fun. I you know, personally, I actually really do kind of prefer, you know, play-by-play is obviously kind of more the role for the non-former athlete. I really did like color commentary a little bit more, but either way, I mean, it could be a lot of fun.
Why so? Why is that?
Oh, it's just being able to kind of add, like I said, it's got the kind of the color, kind of being able to add, you know, kind of stats or something that you see somewhat after the play, as opposed to actively calling it. I mean, it's to each their own. Either one is both fun. But I don't know. I just kind of gravitated toward that a little bit more. And actually, before myself and Sorensen ever worked a game, or ever worked actually together at the Ticket, which we are the two oldest members, I suppose, or longest tenured members.
At You're the longest tenured.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm not still
oldest.
The old man.
Yeah. Yeah. You might still win oldest there.
Yeah.
But and we called the game on BTN for Nebraska in Omaha, the Mavs. So that was a pretty cool story that we kind of can share together as well.
Yeah. I was thinking about it, that as this thing evolves, right, and it's changed and had several versions along the way. I was asked yesterday, as a matter of fact, why the Ticket? Like, how did this all happen? Right. Cause they were standing outside and they were looking at the building, and they said, yeah, it, how did this happen? And you can't plan it. Like, we couldn't plan this. We couldn't plan the Ticket. Right. And I've told the story that really I thought I was going to just chill. I thought I was going to retire. And the opportunity to come in and have somebody ask you to share your thoughts on a daily basis, I was like, yeah. And the honest to God truth is I would do this for free. That's the real. I think everybody who sits in front of a microphone and talks sports at some level would just love to. I mean, there are people that would pay to do a podcast, right? Let alone do it for free. They would go into debt to do a podcast, because it is a human need and human value to be heard. And then to get feedback on your thoughts is just way cooler. This is why stand-up comedians love the stand-up business, because you get immediate feedback, right? The thing that you thought was funny or intelligent, it either lands or it doesn't. And you get me, same thing with a singer. You, in front of a loud crowd, you get a live crowd, you get the feedback. Are they feeling this? Are they connected to it? And they, you know, often it becomes about the professional side of it, but Bach, if people knew the real, when I started at the Ticket, I want to say I was making $12 an hour. Like I'm not out of the range, right? Like
that's about where, yeah.
Right,
that's about like where that spot was paying.
It was like $12.50 maybe.
Yeah.
$12.25, $12.50.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that ballpark, right? So, and to tell you, like when I got here, I said, "Here's what I'm going to retire." And they said, "Well, we need somebody to talk sports 2 hours a day." Okay, cool. The fact that you're paying me is really not my concern. Like, okay, cool. You're going to buy me lunch every day, or you're going to put gas in the car. Great. Right? So imagine that. Then it was 2 hours. Then it was 3 hours. And then you go, okay. And then to explain to people, I thoroughly enjoyed the simplicity of that time. Like, it was just, you know, Tom Stevens, we sit down, we have at it. And of course, Tom Stevens, God bless his soul. God bless his heart for having to deal with me every day. When you see things in another way and you're trying to explain to people that, well, there could be more. Like, I don't want more. I don't want to do more than that. I don't want to. I'm like, but there's so much more we could be doing. No, we're cool. And I felt bad, like pushing and then trying to explain to people this idea that sports in Lincoln could be bigger than it was. And I stayed away from better, bigger. Yeah. Like Lincoln and Husker fans, in my mind, deserved more sports talk. Like, I just thought, well, what are you doing? And so it's funny 5 years later that we've moved the station and we're down here and we're doing, we're doing 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? Because I was told nobody's going to listen at night. Nobody's going to listen in the afternoon. Like, just run Dan Patrick and be done with it. And I'm like, okay. But I thought that Lincoln deserved to talk to people from Lincoln. Like, it. Why would you not want to hear from your own people about the things you love? You weren't going to get Husker talk 4:30 in the afternoon from Dan Patrick. That wasn't going to happen, right? And Bach can tell you from the high school level how this works, from the college level, being a student, now a veteran in the space, Bach has the ability to tell people, you know what, if this is what you want to do for a living, here's some things you need to know. So, Bach, what have you learned in 10 years plus?
Oh, I mean, well, first of all, it's been fantastic to see the growth. I remember opening up the building down here and just, because you and I had conversations. It's funny you mentioned the kind of the 8-9 win basketball seasons that we went through. There were a lot of time for other conversations and future thinking during those games. And,
a lot of us, what are we doing here at 11 o'clock at night for an 8-win basketball team? What are we doing in a snowstorm?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Some of those were time. I mean, when you have 8 wins and, there's 3 games remaining, it was just so. But at the time, but it was fun because he used it to kind of like forward think and Strick was in on some of those conversations too. And so, we're just kind of like, man, what could be? And then to watch you take over, of course, buy the station and then open up down here and to see not just it then, but I mean, then was beautiful. I remember standing out in front of you and saying, man, this is what Lincoln needed. This is what Lincoln, deserves. To watch it continue to grow to today and the different, folks that kind of walk in. I always kind of make a joke. Some days I feel like I'm in one of those ESPN commercials where there's just random athletes walking by, some mascots, and, from Huskers of current, past, future, not just Huskers, just different sports folks from around town. Right. So it really is cool. But there is a lot to be learned about, having been in the business, but another thing that definitely comes to mind is kind of what you were saying earlier is it's a very public job, right? I mean, you could tell if someone's having a bad day, you're going to have bad days too. You're going to have segments that don't hit. You're going to try things just much like comedians do that don't quite work. And you have to kind of rewire, retool and see what works and move forward and all that sort of thing. But that public aspect of it, and you mentioned the text line the other day, you do have to have very thick skin too. You're going to have people telling you you're an idiot, that you suck, that you don't deserve the time on air.
They do that.
They do. Now we've done a good job.
see politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Job of policing the text line and trying to keep the nice folks in Lincoln, you know, kind of if you don't have nothing, anything nice to say,
right.
You know, don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. But, you know, so at first, so a young broadcaster, that's what I would tell them. You have to have thick skin because I kind of remember at times thinking, man, maybe they're right. Maybe you know, you look at it and say, maybe that's true. Maybe I do suck. But then, you know, then you got to look at the support too, because you're always going to get support and care for more of those. And again, you know, you're not going to be perfect. You have to learn from your mistakes.
That's the real part, right? Is when, especially as the student athletes come in, right? This is not, you know, for some of them, it's what they want to do. But some, they just come in because they're curious and they want to share. And then you realize you have to tell them, explain to them, hey, this text line, man, this could either be your best friend or your worst enemy. Use it for both, right? Don't take the negative and turn it into a negative. Simply use that to explain yourself. Tell people who you are, right? Listen, I'm not here to fight you, you know, via the text line. Right? Because quite frankly, there's nobody. You're not engaging the text line and you're not attacking anybody. So for them to attack you is kind of weird to me. It's always been that way. But it's also a really cool way to have the text line share their feelings about what you're talking about. And I think that's been the thing. And it's always, for me, curious, because I can't speak on the life of growing up here in Lincoln and going to high school here and going to college here. I can't speak to it. So I have to be curious about the things I don't know about. And the best way to get informed about a thing you don't know about is to ask somebody that went through it. And so I find great intrigue in, and we gave those basketball teams too much credit. Those were not 8-win teams. Those were 7-win teams. Those were back-to-back 7-win teams. Like,
still love Cam Mack, though. He's still providing right. entertainment back there.
Triple double Cam. Triple, like,
yes.
Like, we were digging so deep to find something good to talk about. I mean, think about this. Ivan Udrago and we forget how shallow the pool was. Like in the and there were nights when we really just, I wish the listeners had gotten the pre-show conversations, because there were a lot of depression releases, like the size that just had. Buck, I remember they lost an early season game and you just walked into the station and blurted out this expletive. And normally you'd be like, okay, I just went, yep. Like, you screamed it. Like, this is terrible. Why do we have to do this? And then there's the word, and I just went, yep. I'm trying to remember who the loss was to. Oh, it was my goodness. It was, because we really thought that it wasn't going to be that terrible that year. Like, we were hoping. And I remember the Teddy Allen year. And we just couldn't wrap our brain around it. We just couldn't wrap our brain around it. And then we couldn't wrap our brain around, you know what? This just isn't going to be good for a while. And then we had to concede that there was a night where there was a 9 o'clock game somewhere in the Big Ten, 9 o'clock game. And it ran late and it was like 11:15. And while we're at the station, it is snowing like nobody's business. And we ordered pizza or something. And the pizza was the cold pizza was the highlight of the evening. And the text line was on fire. And Bach, you and I were laughing because we were like, what are these people doing up at this hour watching this horrible basketball team and just texting away? Like it was rapid fire. And then you realize there is a nation of Husker fans just begging for a win. And then you realize it matters that much.
Absolutely.
It matters that much. And I didn't understand it. I leaned heavily on Bach to just explain it to me. And Bach, where does your love of Husker basketball come from? Because it's never really paid you off, right? Like you've never
not a tournament win,
right?
But it, I mean, that's what I love about Nebraska basketball fans is somewhat like living through that. You're right. I mean, as we look back at it now, three straight seasons of, you know, seven wins and 10 wins. You got to remember conference play takes over the back half of that stretch. There are 2-18, 3-16, and 4-16. And I think we were doing post games at least for a majority of those seasons.
Yeah.
And so it does. It still baffles my mind when you explain that, because there were games that would end at 11. The game was over at halftime. They're down 30 or something. And there would be people that would wait, not just wait up, want to talk with us. Like
the text ready.
Yeah. Like
they would have the text queued up in their phone.
How would you not just turn it off at halftime and say, you know what, the rest of my night is not going to be dedicated to Husker basketball? But they would not only suffer through the second half, they'd tune into our post-game show and complain with us for an hour. But that's the level of – that's why I love Nebraska basketball. Part of the reason my passion for Nebraska basketball is the Huskers nation's passion for Nebraska basketball. It does not die. It does, like you said, it's never really paid off. There's been, you know, some, you know, Big Eight tournament. I don't want to underscore anything they did there, you know, at times, but it, you know, I don't, when you ask me for me though, is just those childhood memories going to Devaney. When I was a kid, it was Tron Lue and Vincent Hamilton and Cookie Belcher. So they had competitive teams then.
Yeah.
And, but growing up, it was always the weirdest thing where you go to a Kansas game, Roy Williams walks in the building, the crowd goes crazy. Barry Collier walks on the court, nobody cares. No, like, not at all.
Like nobody, not a buzz. So help me compare Devaney Huskers basketball versus PBA Husker basketball.
There's benefits to both. Devaney was more of kind of like the college feel, I guess. It was just, you know, not, you know, I think it looks a little bit more professional, obviously newer building over there at PBA. And there was, you know, at the time, now PBA has developed its own history. We've had a few tournament teams in there, but there was just kind of a tournament feel to it. But yeah, that's what I'd say. There's I would just kind of compare it to more of the college arenas that you see that are kind of longstanding compared to the newer ones that get built.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed I never got to go to the old Devaney, because you hear about it, right? And they talk about the proximity and how close the fans were to the court and why the fans felt like more a part of the game than maybe PBA. But PBA, just telling you, as you travel around, PBA is a great facility. Yeah. Like, it's a great facility, great location. I kind of wish they had better parking. Am I wrong?
Yeah, there could be some more parking around.
Like, I'm not really, like, the media, you have to park in the back. And I don't know where fans park. I know they park across the street.
Yeah.
Right.
They got those garages.
In the garage.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that it's winter. So the garage is not a bad thing. And not having to deal with that. But
oh, the trek up that hill. You know, I park behind where they cut that big parking lot. Yeah. I do it every winter. It's freezing. At least the bridge says Lincoln, so I can feel a part of something while I'm doing it. But man.
And it's bad because when the bad storms hit, Like, I don't even like the short trip up the back stairs to where the media has to get in because it's ice. It's black ice. And the stairs, as much as they try to get them ready, it's never clear.
Slick.
Never clear. And so you then you can go across the archway, right? You can either go across, right, and then cross over, or you can take the stairs. And either way, it I always think of young Frankenstein. Frau Blücher, right? And she says, the roads can be treacherous. I always think of, that's literally every time I walk to PVA after a snowstorm, I have Frau Blücher in my head just telling me, reminding me, be careful. Be careful, be careful. This is going to be brutal. I would like to be, I think, I don't know if it's parking garages, but I mean, it's the Haymarket. So relative to the space, Haymarket Park has better parking than PBA. But more people go to PBA.
Yeah.
So it's always a kind of like I'm trying to figure that out. It's great if the weather was great that you would just park at Haymarket and walk across. Not that terrible of a walk. But in the winter, when there are no degrees and it's icy and snow, it's a bit much. Like I literally had to have a conversation with myself to keep from just writing, being the guy that wrote a letter to the athletic department about why you move the media room to the upstairs. You make this go up. You make the media go all the way around, up the, either across the bridge or up the stairs and around and then walk around. When we could just walk through the front door, you could just walk. You could just walk through the front door. It would be, I don't know, not a terrible thing, like close to parking. But yeah, that's just me, right? I just try.
I'll write a letter for all of us. Maybe we can see.
Eric says this to do the parking for Devaney was absolute atrocious. Living in luxury compared to that. Yeah, that's why I ask. Is you go under the belief of what currently exist as being the standard, good or bad, and I don't know. And I'm 100% honest when if I don't know what a thing was or is, I ask somebody that knows. Tell me what it was. Texas, I remember going to Coliseum for Husker basketball in the early to mid 70s. Quite a different experience nowadays compared to the old days. I'd ask that texter, is that better or not? And I think the measuring, it may not, well, it actually would have been last year because there were some moments last year where big, big time programs came in here and got handled and the building was insane. PBA was nuts last year, the last 2 years. Like there were some wins, some critical wins in that building. So I don't know if Devaney, Strickland era, Ty Lue era, if that's a better or different experience only because they were better, but would it be better if you had put those teams in PBA? Would that have been a better experience than what you currently experience?
I don't know. I mean, it would have been a lot of fun. Obviously, like you said, different, but there was something, it's kind of your, for others that are speaking up on the Coliseum, they're saying that because that was their introduction to Husker basketball. That was their love. For younger people that have only experienced PBA, they're going to say, how could you want anything different? And for me, it's the same of Bob Devaney is like, yeah, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't all that glitz and glamorous, but that's kind of what Nebraska basketball was. So when you walk in, you're kind of feeling part of it. I'll never forget. I mean, for the majority of my lifetime, I don't know why, but they had said Bob Devaney Sports Center on it. And there was like rain stains coming down from it for years. And nobody ever addressed it. And it was just kind of part of what the Bob was.
It's like, hey, Bob. You got tears running down the side of your face, and nobody's gonna do it.
Nobody's
gonna do anything about it. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. And is there a, other than ideal, right? Are they doing beer at PBA for basketball?
I believe so. Yeah,
right. They have been. Is that better?
I'm not a beer drinker. I haven't noticed. I guess.
Like, would you care?
I wouldn't. I know some people get, even non-drinkers, some get, you know, concerned about drunks being around, but I haven't noticed anything.
I don't really see them at football games. Right. Like, I know the tailgates happen, and we see them after the game.
Yes.
Like, we definitely see them after the game. We definitely know how inebriated Husker fans get. We see them in the postgame. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back to one-on-one.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.